Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peo Daf Samechei in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shvi in the middle of Alochei. So the Gemara continues what we learned in the previous two Dapim regarding the comparison of Kerem Revai to Maaser Sheni. And the Gemara says, Chifa Shoal, Harab Yudu Omar Lolom Neta Revai Elu Maaser Sheni. Kurit Harab Yudu Lur Neta Revai from Maaser Sheni. Kamor the time may Maaser Sheni Besuryo Takavasoy Neta Revai Besuryo. And Rabbi Yudah said, therefore, the same way you don't have Maaser Sheni in Surya by a goy, outside of Eretz Yisrael, so also Neta Revai you don't have in Surya by a goy. Meaning, whenever you learn one thing from another, you have to learn all the halakas of that thing to each other. So the one the Kav say, according to this, Lelondo Truma Stoido Elim Truma Maaser. Truma Stoido means, when a person brings a korban toido, he needs to give a meiser of the breads of the korban toido to the kohen. You learn that from what? From Chumas meiser, that you need to give, the levi has to give a meiser to the kohen. Kemoi the teimen Chumas meiser b'midbar, the same way there was no Chumas meiser while they were in the midbar, to have a solo te Chumas toido b'midbar. So according to that, there won't be Chumas toido in the midbar. And l'chor, it's hard to say that because there was a korban toido, and you don't say the process of korban toido changed from the time of the midbar to the time of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara Amar Yosi Lo Ilomdu Imeno Ela L'Shiurim. You didn't learn Trumas Toido for Trumas Maaser completely. You just learned about the Shiur, about what's the measurement that you have to give. Not like by us that you're learning the Ika Gdusha. Tani Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudo Rabbi Lozo Rabbi Shimon Oimer Lo Nischai V'Yisrael B'Neta Revai Elachar Bo'as Hashono Sheva Shekibshu V'Sheva Shechilku. They're not obligated to give Neta Revai until the 14 years after they went into Eretz Yisrael. When Am Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, when they came from Mitzrayim, it took 14 years until they settled. 7 years for them to conquer the land, and 7 years to divide the land. That's called Sheva Shekivshu, Sheva Shechilku. During these 14 years, there was no Neta Revai. Even though there was Orla. Orla means the first 3 years that a fruit was growing, it was Orla. But the fourth year had no Gdusha. Why? So the Gemara of Chizda said, "Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudo b'shitas de Rabbi Yudo avoy." Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yudo goes and then shita of his father. Kemoi de Rabbi Yudo amar loy lom du neter revai ela maaser sheni. Rabbi Yudo said neter revai loy so maaser sheni. Kemoi de teimer maaser sheni elachar abayas hashono. Maaser sheni did not knowing until 14 years after they went there to Israel. But the kavasoy neter revai elachar abayas hashono. So neter revai is only after 14 years. So the Gemara says, L'chor you see, the Rabbi Yudah and his son go in the same Shita. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, not exactly. Ve'yi b'shitas b'noi, meaning Rabbi Yudah is going in the Shita of his son, that Surya lomdo amar b'ayis Hashana. Surya is more chomer than amar b'ayis Hashana. Look at b'ayis Hashani. You have b'ayis Hashani in Surya, but you didn't have b'ayis Hashani during the 14 years of Shekiv Shuv Echilku. So Surya is more chomer. So if there was Neta Revai during the 14 years, of course it will be in Surya. The fact that Abiyuda says that there's no Kerem Revai in Surya, so for sure he agrees that there's no Neta Revai, Kerem Revai, during the 14 years of Kivshu V'Chilku. And that's what the Gemara means, Surya Lom Domar Baris Hashana. Surya you learn from the 14 years regarding this aspect. Eina Baris Hashana Lom Domi Surya. But you don't say the opposite. So if Rabbi Yudah's son says that the 14 years there was no Kerem Revai, doesn't mean that by Surya there's no Kerem Revai. He can hold the Chumrah that there is Kerem Revai in Surya. In the fifth year, you can eat it with no limitations. Meaning comparing the fourth year to the fifth year. Fourth year is Kodesh. Fifth year you could eat, but you're comparing to each other. What's the comparison? Ma peres chamish is labailim, a peres revi is labailim. The same way the fifth year belongs to the owner, it's completely his. Also the fourth year, that's Gdusha, is considered to be his, he's the owner. Says the Gemara in Amud Beis, Rabbi Zehiro, Rabbi Yosef, Shabbi Yechanon, after the Rabbi Segli, ke Abiyudo. Rabbi Segli, this Rabbi Segli that we just mentioned, goes like Abiyudo. Kamo de Abiyudo, oiso, oiso, kenechosof. Kene Rabbi Segli, oiso, oiso, kenechosof. Say Rabbi Yudah learns it from Maaser Sheni. And Maaser Sheni is Momun Bailin, belongs to the owner. So also Kerem Revai is the same thing and belongs to the owner. The fourth year fruits belong to the owner. Continues the Gemara of Yumi Abai Kamir of Zer. Of Yumi asked the question. כדי במישהו או איסו או איסו כנכון סוף. מהו שיחד במייסרס? According to the Bandoma that says, the Kerem Revai, the fruits belong to him, does he have to give Maestris out of it? Omer Le, Kai Do Omer Abshub and Levi. He says, I don't know the answer, but let's follow Abshub and Levi. Do Omer Avavim Mishim, Abshub and Levi. Lo Yisoyf Dover Alocha Zu. We talk about a specific Alocha, not only this Alocha. El Kol Alocha Shei Refefes Bebezin Ve'ein At Yodea Mativo. Any Alocha, we're not sure the Psaq. We don't know how to Paskin. So then what do? Look what the tzibur does, and that's what you should do. As we have the Gemara in Bavli, Am Yisrael knows what to do. So if you see Am Yisrael doing a specific thing, you can follow them. We see that tzibur does not give maisers from Kerem Revai, so that's what we follow. So what he's asking is, who's the mandomer in our Mishnah that holds that the fruits belong to the owner? Bet Shammai, because Bet Shammai says that there's peret and oilolos. He needs to give matir sanim. So a Yehuda that said that it belongs to him is learning like Bet Shammai. We don't pass kan halacha like Bet Shammai. Is the tzibur following Bet Shammai's rule? Of course not. So you can't learn from what the tzibur is doing. Says the Gemara, "Avavin klum lamdu neter revai l'maaseh sheni." Going back to this comparison, we learn neter revai from maaseh sheni. Kamo de temer maaseh sheni chayav b'maaseh. The same maaseh sheni. There's no maaseh coming out of the maaseh sheni. If the kavasoi neter revai chayav b'maaseh. Also neter revai, you're not obligated maaseh. Don't learn from the tzibur. You're just learning from the actual hekesh. Says the Gemara, "Abor ochiyah b'shem beyichanon isas maaseh sheni b'Yerushalayim." When you have a do maaseh sheni in Yerushalayim, so then. So you have Machlokes Remir and Abiudo. Is Maaseh Sheni belong to the owner or not? According to Remir, that doesn't belong to the owner. So he doesn't have to give Chalo to the Kohen. It's not his. According to Abiudo, it belongs to him. He has to give Chalo. That's only in Yerushalayim. But in Gvulim, that a person cannot eat it, they cannot enjoy it, he needs to bring it to Yerushalayim. Maaseh Sheni, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. So then everybody agrees it doesn't belong to him. And there's no challah then. Rabbi Bar Koyin bo kamei Rav Yosi. He asked the question: Kedivrei shumichay beperet maushu techay eves bechalo. According to Bet Shammai that say that Kerem Revai needs to give peret matos anim, does it need to give also challah to the koyin? So says the Gemara in the Samech Vov Amud Alef. Omer Lei Belu Rabbi Yudi. Didn't we just say that Rabbi Yudi goes like the shita of Bet Shammai? Which is explained that everything Rabbi Yehuda and Bet Shammai go together. So if Rabbi Yehuda tells us that there is Chala in Maaseh Sheni, as we just said, that's a machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need to give Chala for Maaseh Sheni. And we compared Kerem Revai to Maaseh Sheni according to Bet Shammai. So the same way according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need to give Chala for Maaseh Sheni, so you need to give Chala from Kerem Revai according to Bet Shammai. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Samechei.